Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Little gives you a couple seconds. It's always a little tough. Hey, we're on. Hey, Kay. How are you today, Kay? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I just wonderful. The listeners have no idea. Well, we don't have any listeners right now.
It's fun when we go right up to that mark, though. That's like a new thing we do, I guess. It's all right.
Should we start over? Because we're just laughing in the beginning.
Well, whatever. Oh, you mean, hey, Kay?
Yeah.
You just want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you want to do.
Hey, Derek.
It's your show. Hey, Kay.
It's our show.
Oh, it's our show.
Yeah. You press the button and it says Derek and Kay Show, please.
Okay.
It's our show.
It is our show. There
okay,
we go. Okay.
So,
very
yeah.
good. Very good.
Okay. Anyway, how you doing?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you, Kay?
I'm good. This is the longest intro we've ever done, don't you think?
I hope we don't lose any people.
Oh, I think they're going to be excited.
Okay.
Anyway, what are we going to talk about today on the Derek and Kay Show?
Well, since last weekend was Easter, I have a report on the weird news of some Easter egg hunts that went bad. This is pretty funny.
Okay. Can't wait to hear about that. I've got a story about how IKEA was caught in a frozen food scandal.
Oh, I think I might have heard part of this.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
It's just very weird.
We got some weird news stories of crazy jail stories. People breaking into jail and people bringing...
Again?
This is another story. And people bringing weird things into jail.
Okay.
More on that in the weird news.
Okay. We're going to talk about who has the best sex in America.
Who has? Okay. Who has
and who has?
Nice. I like that.
Who has the best sex in America?
Wow. This is great. I'm excited about that.
Hey, now.
And we've got farm animals in a bar. More stories on that in the weird news.
George Orwell. Very funny. And finally, we'll be celebrating Poetry Month with guest Lisa DeCiro. Are you ready to start?
Nice. I think so.
Oh, Jesus. Let's press the button.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It's a show.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2417.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 7th, 2013.
Oh, boy.
This is episode 110.
That's right.
And we are over 190,000 downloads.
That is a lot of
growing.
Downloads. Oh, my goodness.
I know. This is totally crazy, right?
It's amazing.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the air today.
Sometimes.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Oh, I'm seriously slacking.
Oh, it's the Pokemon action.
Seriously slacking.
Pokemon.
I am...
Pokemon.
Shroomish.
Shroomish.
Yes.
That must be a mushroom.
Yes, of course. Right?
Nice!
The winner is... Derek Kalish!
Wow, that was a good one. I like that.
It's like a poison-type Pokemon.
I didn't have to hang very long with that one. That was good.
No, that was an easy one, right?
Totally.
Shroomish.
I like that.
It's like... kind of round and looks like kind of got an evil face on it.
I would imagine so.
I raised one time. It grows up to be like a weird like thing. I don't know.
Funny, doesn't look shroomish.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Twitter at our Twitter handle, or DK Radio Show. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Nice.
You've got mail.
And call us when we're live until 8:30 this evening at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
That's what they say.
And we're always waiting for the Kiwis to call.
Oh, so great.
The Kiwis always have the most intelligent and fabulous things to say.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
And pranks to play.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's really fun when they call.
I hope they do call. If not, we don't get them today, maybe we'll get them next week with our featured show. Hopefully we're featured. We better be featured.
We better be featured because we have a really great guest on next week.
We really do.
Which we will preview for you at the end of this episode.
Yes, it's exciting. We'll let you wait.
Anyway, it's episode 110.
Yeah.
And this month is April. So
that's
we're
right.
In a new month.
April Fool's.
And it's National Poetry Month.
Who knew?
Well, I knew. And the other person in the room knew, too. So, but we're going to introduce her. It's our friend and colleague, Lisa DeCiro, who is a fabulous creative writer as well. Hello, Lisa! And pianist. Also a fabulous pianist. I didn't want to leave that out. Sorry.
Hello.
Hey.
It's your first time
How's
on the
going?
Show.
Yeah,
it
welcome.
Is my first time on the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was a little nervous.
How's it going so far?
Oh, you're nervous? Don't be nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Just us.
It's okay. Just us and like 1,000
like
people listening.
And
then 1,000 by the end of the week.
Hopefully.
Right.
We have high hopes.
Excellent.
Anyway, so it's National Poetry Month. You're here to join us for our Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
We're going to rock it with some Poetry Slam. It's going
to
be awesome.
I thought this was something different. I came to the show thinking it was Pony Slam.
No.
This
not,
is something
not
completely
pony
different.
Poetry.
I could
slam.
Read a poem about ponies. Poetry,
really?
But no, I don't think I have one.
Oh, how disappointing. Everybody needs a poem about ponies.
I could
That's
try to
right.
make one up on the spot.
But... Every boy needs a toy, and every
girl needs a pony?
Yes.
But then.
My little ponies.
Those boys wouldn't be bronies?
Right. Right.
I totally talked about bronies this morning at brunch.
I was talking about bronies too.
Were you?
Where was it? Oh, it was I was talking to some people about the show, and I was talking about how that was one of our better shows, or we're most involved.
It was one of our most interactive.
Listening. Interactive. That's the word I was looking for.
That's
interactive.
The show where we actually had to have a call screener.
Yeah, it's crazy. Totally crazy.
What is a brony? Is that
a brony is a man or adolescent boy who likes My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, the new animated series,
My Little Pony
reboot. And
that's kind of sweet.
It is kind of sweet because grown men like it.
Oh,
bronies.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And they have a saying that they say in their like little website message boards. They go, bro huff.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
Do they have bromances with their fellow bronies?
Probably. I don't know that much about it, but I do know that we took calls for almost an hour.
Talking about My Little Pony.
Bronies.
Yeah, it's totally crazy.
It was a little insane. Anyway, it's April.
Yeah.
Finally.
April Fool's.
Everybody knows that April is the greatest month of the year.
Oh, I get you. I get things.
Oh, we know where it's going.
Kay Patterson.
Because it's the month that I was born.
Yay!
Yeah, there we
Yay!
Go.
But April is also National Humor Month.
Okay.
International Guitar Month. I don't know why one is international and one is national.
Huh.
Wait, which one is international?
The guitar
month. Is international.
International. So that one you can celebrate even if you live in Canada.
That's
in the
awesome.
Canada. It's Keep America Beautiful Month.
All right.
To stop littering and maybe lose some weight. Lawn and Garden Month.
Okay.
Lawn and Garden Month?
That goes with the Keep America
okay.
Beautiful.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I guess you...
National Poetry Month.
That's right. Now we got Lisa on the show. Great.
But also National Pecan Month.
Oh,
we don't have pecans.
We don't?
I've got walnuts. Maybe next week.
That's almost a pecan, isn't
it? That's really close. Sometimes if you look quick, it looks like a pecan.
That's true. But then when you put it in your mouth, it's definitely not a
pecan.
No,
it's not. There's a different flavor, totally.
And there's a different dryness factor. There's a different choking factor.
That's true. There is.
Thank you. You know what I wanted. National Welding Month.
Oh, that's
what?
Awesome.
Welding?
Yeah. I love welding, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to do it. I don't know, something nice about it.
Yeah?
It's very...
Hot torch?
It's dangerous. I don't want to, you know... You get soot and...
Everything's a sexual innuendo today. I'm sorry.
But there's something that's just beautiful about moving that bead of metal between two pieces of metal and working it. And work. I can't have mine.
Need some water.
That's kind of cool.
It's also...
Kind of.
Records and Information Management Month.
Awesome.
Where did you get this list? It's
I
on
love
the
these
holidayinsights.com. It's my go-to.
I love these.
There's two more things to celebrate.
Okay.
Well, not really celebrate. I don't think you can celebrate the last one. Stress Awareness Month. I don't think you can celebrate that one either.
Hooray!
So everybody's stressed, but now you can just be more aware of it than you usually are.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little stressed.
My life sucks.
Be aware of your stress. And do something. If we can weld something or read some poetry.
That's right. Oh, Lisa's going in. She's going in for the kill with the
whole bit. Yeah.
The whole bit.
It's a little piece of it.
Almost
there.
Yeah, it's a little piece of the bit. We like to do everything at once.
You might have to tag team this thing.
Everything's a sexual innuendo. And lastly, it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
No way.
Yeah.
Hooray!
I'm not sure. Yeah. I guess you could do this.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah.
Are we now making jokes about sexual assault?
That's not funny. I wasn't saying it was.
But we're laughing, so there must be something going on. So how do we celebrate all these things in one day?
Oh, please do tell me.
Well, we can make jokes about sexual assault awareness, which, you know, because National Humor Month.
Right, that's all good.
But maybe doing that stresses us out, so we're now aware of our stress.
That is true, yeah.
But while I'm worried about my stress, I can eat some pecans and read some poetry while I'm welding. If I'm welding, especially if I'm depressed or something, I can take care of my information management records. And after I'm done welding, I can go take care of the lawn while keeping America beautiful.
Oh, nice.
And after that, I'm going to play guitar in Spain.
Wow.
Because it's international.
That's right. It's international.
So, I mean, you can. Is it international also if you just go to, like, Puerto Rico? But is that, like, that's America, isn't
it? That's America.
Yeah.
It's not a state, though. What is it?
It's principality? No, it's a...
I don't know. It's a thing that's
it's
not...
something we grabbed.
It's not part... Yeah, it's we want that. We'll take that and we'll... Yeah.
We're a bunch of
bastards. Wow, you did it!
I did it.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations!
You put it all together. Nice.
There's also... today, April 7th, we also have holidays today.
Oh.
So along with just being Sunday, it's Caramel Popcorn Day.
Ooh. Oh, that's great.
We need some.
No Housework Day.
Okay.
Which I guess I did not celebrate because I did housework.
I did some dishes.
I didn't do any.
Counts.
Oh, well, then you're celebrating.
There you go.
You're good.
How long do you celebrate for?
One day.
Oh, just one day?
Mm-hmm. Because it's No Housework Day.
I got that all out of the way the whole last week, pretty much.
Well, you were saving it up.
Yeah.
It's also World Health Day.
Huh. Yeah,
not really sure what that is.
For the world.
World Health.
Yeah.
Okay. Be
world
healthy
health.
Out there.
A lot of people sick in the world, so I'm not really sure what this implies.
Safety first.
Safety first. Anyway, that's all for the month of April.
Oh, great. That was really good.
That's the greatest month of the year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
I can't wait till the birthday celebration happens.
Oh, it's
coming
gonna be good
up.
Times. Yeah,
coming
totally
up.
Coming
it
up.
It is coming up. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun.
All sorts of things in store.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like this month has crazy things in it already.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
I think it's, you know, it's just starting off.
Yeah.
It's ramping up.
I was going to say, it's starting off with a bang.
With a bang.
Okay. I guess it is. I'm not sure. Okay.
I was banging on some piano.
Or is it more like that? Or is it more like this?
Oh, good.
I don't know which Derek we're talking about.
That kind of a thing.
Yes, I went to the
shooting range.
Shooting range.
And
that's kind of bang.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we don't, I mean, I don't know what you were thinking about.
No, I wasn't sure. I just, there's, yeah, I don't know. What's this button do? Oh, yeah. That's what that button does.
Oh. What is that? Is that like somebody patting someone on the back really hard?
Yeah, I think it's like a massage.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's some kind of massage.
That's really nice.
Real deep tissue.
Oh, so, seems like it would feel really good.
Right?
She sounds like she's enjoying it.
Yeah. She's doing her deep breathing.
That's good, yeah. Like yoga or something. Yeah.
I like
it. Good times.
Can't wait to my next massage.
Yeah, I bet.
My deep tissue massage.
Wow. How's... okay. Hey, Archie Gumby in the chat room. Welcome.
I think the name of the game is how many double entendres can I sneak into the today's
show? Into this show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right. Is that a challenge?
I think that's a challenge.
This could be a great show or a bad show.
Oh, no. I think it'll be good.
Okay.
I think it will be good.
I think it's the double entendre show.
Okay. It's going to be, you know what?
The double entendre show.
You know what? It's going to be so bad, it's good.
It's going to be so bad, it's good?
I just did one. There you go. I beat you to it. I beat your own game. There we go.
Derek King.
Score.
So what did you do today?
Well, who are you talking to, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What did I do? I slept in about noon or so.
Really?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
You beat me.
I woke up a little bit, fed the cats, roughed them up a little bit, then went back to bed.
They were okay with eating at lunchtime instead of in the morning?
They eat when it's time for me to feed them. Yeah, it's not. Oh, yeah,
they
cool.
eat when it's time.
Yeah, it's no big, yeah.
They don't wake you up but in like a frenzy?
I realized I left the food in the trunk for them. So I had to go downstairs and get it.
Annoying.
And and they were like, "Where are you going? Like, you leaving without feeding?" So they were a little bit upset about that, but it worked out okay. And I didn't do much except the show.
Did you have some good foods?
Oh yeah, I did make my big weekend brunch. I always like to make at least one.
I could smell it when I arrived. It was really.
Did you get?
Ooh.
Yeah,
what'd
I hope
have?
That was good. Well, I went. So I like to. I really like making the home fries. Like it's like it's a big project. Like, I'm not just...
Do you keep the skin on or peel the skin off
no,
the
no,
potato?
No, you got to have the skin.
Yeah, more flavor.
You got to have the skin.
Yeah. More flavor.
I like
Who gets that one?
I like the skin, too.
Do you?
Yeah, it's good.
So so when I'm making the potatoes...
With the skin on.
Yeah, sure, with the skin on. I really like to, you know, I really like to work it.
Do
like,
you?
I'm not just, I'm not just putting it in and then... Wham, bam, done.
Uh-huh.
I like to work it. You know what I'm saying?
You're just working it.
Yeah, no, I'm like, it's frying it up.
Okay.
You know, I add up the, I add up some of the onions too, which I like.
Yeah.
And then you got the paprika smoked.
Oh, you do the paprika.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really good smoked. And then put a little bit of that steak rub in there too.
I've never had the smoked paprika, but maybe I'll smoke some and put it on the potatoes with the skin.
Yeah, I guess you could. I guess you could
I was
do that.
Reaching for that one,
yeah,
that wasn't
was a little,
so good.
A little bit of a reach.
All right. So anyway, what else did you have?
And eggs.
An egg. Okay.
With the cheese.
Oh, that's good. Eggs with cheese.
Three cheese scrambled eggs.
Wait. You do eat eggs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, because they don't have eyes.
That's right. Exactly.
Is that the rule? Potatoes have eyes, so I don't understand.
Potatoes. Yeah.
Not a real eye.
Yeah.
It's a metaphorical eye.
A metaphorical eye.
I had three different cheeses in those
eggs.
Oh,
what kind of cheese?
Which was good.
What kind of cheese?
Mozzarella, cheddar, and I think provolone.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good eggs.
I like the provolone.
Eggs. Great peeps.
Great eggs and peeps.
I guess so. I didn't have the peeps, though.
I need to buy some peeps.
Yeah. I didn't go out in the stores to buy all those crazy Easter stuff.
I did, and I have them in my bag.
You do?
Oh
my goodness.
Hold on.
She has some peeps in her bag.
This might. I saw Kay posted a picture on her Facebook.com, and she had the. Oh, there they are, the crispy,
the eggs.
The crispy
mini
eggs.
So everybody's welcome to have some mini.
Oh,
eggs.
Oh, that's so great. Do they have any chick sticks and bunnies?
I didn't see chick sticks and bunnies there.
What's a chick sticks and?
It's like a sweet tart thing. It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll have some of these. Mm.
These are good. These are the Cadbury mini eggs, which are little candy coated chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Great eggs. Great peeps.
They do kind of look like hummingbird eggs or something.
Sarah the left.
Yes.
It was Sarah.
Great eggs. Great peeps.
Great eggs. Great peeps.
These are good. Where are the big ones? Where are the big Cadbury eggs?
I didn't buy any of those because, remember, I don't like them.
Were they sold out?
No.
Were they sold out or something?
I don't think they were. I think they're still around.
What about the Kinder Surprise egg? Do you ever have one of those with a toy inside? Oh, you guys, didn't you guys do a bit on that?
We did a bit because you can't buy them in this country.
Yeah, it's totally illegal.
You used to be able to buy them at a place in Harvard Square.
Not since.
Not anymore?
I think they've been outlawed for quite a while. In fact, I have the internet right in front of me.
You can look it up.
Kinder Surprise.
Hmm.
And let's look at Wikipedia because we know that Wikipedia knows everything. I was talking to someone this morning about how you just go to Wikipedia and you just trust it.
I know.
Right.
But
anyone could put anything in there.
Carly.
Oh, she wants me on the show.
She wants an egg. She wants a Cadbury egg.
Let's see. Kinder eggs have been, I think it's been... let's take a look here.
Next time I'm in Harvard Square, I'm going to go to the store. Can I say it on the air? Cardulo's.
Yes, we love Cardulo's.
They still had some, I thought, recently, but...
They can't sell them legally. They have Kinder...
Yeah, because you can choke.
They have Kinder chocolate.
Oh, but it's not
the
same as
the toy
inside.
But they don't have the Kinder Surprise egg. Yeah.
The
I've
surprise choke.
The surprise choke. I think we're talking... I think this...
So they can't do Cracker Jacks toys in the Cracker Jacks anymore?
Oh, they do.
I think it's a... Oh,
there
we go,
Cracker Jacks. Oh, my gosh, you got one right there.
I got a box of Cracker Jacks.
Awesome.
I bought this because I thought it would be fun to open it. It's also caramel corn days, so...
Oh, there we go. It worked
perfect.
Yeah. Worked
so I'm going to open also this box of Cracker Jacks. Anyway, it says... I think it's 1997. They had banned the Kinder Surprise egg. But if I'm wrong, I'm just very scanning this. I didn't really read it in any detail.
You can definitely still get them in Europe because I had one when I was there last time. Mm. And actually, I snuck one back in my bag.
I may have received some from someone.
I believe you can also get them in Sweden.
Did you have one when you were there?
I don't know. Don't know, actually. Wow.
Okay.
How they work the package? You should be open the box. Now there's a bag in there?
Extra protection.
Wow.
Okay.
I've never seen that. You need some scissors?
Well, I made a cardinal error. This is a Cracker Jack box. I'll take the scissors.
Mm.
You're supposed to push and tear off top like this, but I opened the box because that's what you do.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would do.
That's what you used to be able to do.
Yeah. So now
I have to do this.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is better.
Wow.
Oh, that works.
You're supposed to rip it like an animal.
It says it's a three-pack. Are there three little things in there?
There were. This is just the one of the. This is one of three.
Boy, these little eggs are delicious.
Aren't they good?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Now you know why I bought a whole bag.
Oh, my gosh. RJ Gumby says he likes Wonder Balls. Is that a...
Wonder Balls.
Wonder Balls were the chocolate with the candy inside, remember?
I don't remember that.
Remember there was the canceled...
We talked about this last week?
...continued food list from the Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
That's a really long pull. That's a callback from, months ago.
Nice.
Way to go, RJ Gumby.
He's on it.
All right, there's a surprise inside here in my Cracker Jack.
Okay.
So this is the prize? This is lame.
What is that?
That's the prize?
That looks like a piece of paper.
It does look like
it.
It says
a sticker.
Fold and tear here and guess what's inside.
Wow. We have a cow in the studio?
What was that? I wonder if that came over the airwaves.
Probably not.
Fold and tear.
I think it was a motorcycle outside. What do we got in this thing?
Oh, Jack's. It's jokes and...
Jackson jokes.
Jack's jokes. Wait, this is
sort of book?
What is that? I'm not really sure what that is. I'll show that to you later.
Okay.
But so I got Jack's jokes in here.
Oh, tell us a joke.
I didn't know his name was Jack.
It's humor month.
Is his name Jack, the little guy in the Cracker Jack box?
I think so.
I bet it is.
With his sailor suit, right?
Sailor Jack and Bingo is the dog.
The dog.
Oh, okay.
Just like the song.
Hmm.
And Bingo was his name-o?
Yeah.
B-I-N-G-O.
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 B-I-N-G-O and Bingo was his name.
Okay. See, I had to finish it because I'm like an idiot savant. What did the alien say to the plant?
What?
Take me to your weeder.
Wait, that ties in with the gardening month or whatever.
Well, that's true. Wow.
It does. Full circle. Okay, what do planets read? Comet books!
Oh.
Man. And with that, it's time to go to break.
Oh, my goodness.
So, coming up after the break, we are doing the Poetry Slam.
Pony Slam.
Pony. It's not the Pony Slam.
Okay,
great. Okay. And reading some of Lisa's poetry. So, stay tuned.
This is the Darrington K Show.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar, get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
You dress yourself to the nines every day. Why shouldn't you do the same for your friend with nine lives? At Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, we stock hundreds of unnecessary adornments to shamelessly decorate any cat. We've got cat saddles, kitty swim trunks, feline infrared goggles, and introducing the electronic cat translator.
Feed me. Leave me alone. Go yourself.
So if it's cute, if it's teeny, and if it probably shouldn't go on a cat, then you'll find it at Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, located between the Bicycles for Dogs warehouse and the Lizard Mittens Emporium.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. Derek and Kay Show, and we are back and eating Cracker Jacks.
We are back and eating Cracker Jacks because they're so delicious. They remind me of my childhood.
Yeah, me too, kind of. But they feel a lot lighter than I remember them.
You think they were used to be like more fatty or
something?
Denser?
It just feels the box feels light.
It's funny because there are more fat kids now.
That is
probably
true.
A smaller box.
I bet it's a smaller box. Anyway, you can contact Derek and Kay Show.
Sorry.
That's what he said.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
I love little pussy.
Whoops. Wow, little box. Never mind. Good night, everyone.
I love this tonight. I love it. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can visit our website, dkradioshow.com. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button. Follow our handle on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
And lastly, call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yes.
And we'll probably find a sexual innuendo and double entendre in your phone call as well.
Good times. Yeah, that would be great. I'm surprised people aren't lining up now.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, the best bit is to not have, like, the direct, you know, sexual, you know, statement.
Right.
But just to have the fancy double entendre.
Right. Work it in a little bit, you know.
Double entendre.
Anyway, April is National Poetry Month.
April Fool's.
Yeah.
And that's why we have Lisa with us today. She's going to pimp the 30. Is it 30? Are you calling it 30 for 30?
30, I think they call 30, it 30? 30 30
Project. 30 30
Project.
30
30.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. And tell us a little bit about you.
The Dirty 30. Are they dirty poems?
No.
Oh, Okay.
But no,
sorry.
Are there any dirty poems?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely people that have posted some that are about sexual things or other things, but...
Nice.
Yeah, I'm personally, I'm trying to keep it kind of clean, you know.
Yeah,
my relatives and people might be reading it.
There's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Oh, so, okay, a little bit about me or about the project? Both, okay.
Yeah, whatever you want.
A little bit about me. I am a writer and musician, and I know Kay. We go way back from music school together. And
Way back.
And mostly focused on music for a long time, but was still writing, and now I'm kind of focusing more on my writing. And went to a workshop in May of last year, and this one person that was at the workshop is Jeffrey Levine, who is the publisher for Tupelo Press, which is a small nonprofit press in Massachusetts. And then I saw on Facebook a couple of my former classmates from Lesley University, the low residency creative writing master's degree program there. A couple of them had volunteered to do this 30-30 project. I was like, huh, this looks cool. What is it? So I followed what they were doing, checked it out. And basically what they do is every month they have different volunteer writers who write a poem a day, and then Tupelo Press posts it on their blog, on their website, as a way to raise funds for the press so that they can continue the work that they do of publishing literature. They make beautiful books, and they focus a lot on like new and emerging writers, so it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Sounds good.
I like the idea of just 30 poems in 30 days.
Yeah,
it's a challenge. It's a good way to, you know, get yourself going, maybe more so than you would otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, different people have done different things like, oh, suggest a topic. You know, if you're a donor, you can suggest a topic. And I did that with one friend already. So.
Oh, really?
Our mutual friend, Chuck Gabriel.
Oh, really? What was his topic?
The word...
Something dirty?
No.
Hmm.
Good.
Indolence.
Indolence.
Hmm.
So that was my day two. I wrote a poem on indolence.
Interesting.
Which...
What exactly?
Like, what's indolence?
What is indolence? What,
yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I was I went to a public school and was fed mac and cheese.
Well, I looked it up myself just to double check that I really got the definition right, but it means like habitual laziness or sloth.
Oh, okay.
Should I read that poem?
I'd love to hear that poem.
Yeah, it was a good setup.
That was a good setup.
Yeah, sure.
It's not the most recent one, but I'll read it.
What day is it? I mean, what day was the poem?
This was
Sunday.
I believe this was
okay,
my day two poem. So here it is. It's called Indolence. Sometimes she ate popcorn for dinner. Sometimes cereal. Not to get thinner. Just because cooking for one was a drag. As was taking out the full garbage bag. For several days, the dishes kept piling up in the kitchen sink. She slept with a pile of laundry on her bed 3 nights in a row. At least she fed the cat. He, completely unfazed, habitual in his own laziness, had no problem ignoring both the dirty dishes and unclean clothes. He taught her the finer points of sloth and how it differs from repose.
I like how it differs from repose.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
It reminded me of last week, kind of.
Yeah, doing no housework.
Yeah.
That's a little sonnet.
That's nice.
I like it.
Thanks.
Do we think that cats really know the difference between sloth and repose?
Well,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they seem like they do, right? You know, they seem lazy in a kind of refined sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything's good.
Right.
Now, this poem wasn't based on any personal experience, was it? Did you sleep with laundry on your bed?
It's been a while since I've done that.
Actually, Kay, I did.
Oh, wow.
Just a pile of clean. Was it clean or dirty?
It was
or
dirty.
Both.
It was dirty. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was during a sort of stressful time, and I just was like, I really need to do laundry, and So I don't know if you guys do this, but, you know, I prepare the clothes beforehand. Like, here's my pile of white clothes.
Yeah. I got it sorted.
So I had kind of sorted them out and then, like, threw a load in, but then sort of ran out of time or whatever, and the rest of it just sort of stayed there on the bed for a couple of days.
It happened.
And then my cat just curled up on it and was like, it's cool.
That's what they do.
That's totally what they do.
It was on one side of the bed. There was still room for me. There was still room for the cat.
That's good. Now, were these just your clothes?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
try to get that in.
Gotta ask. Could have been word of the story.
If they were not only my clothes, they probably wouldn't have been in the bed because someone else would have been in the
right.
bed with them.
That's true.
Right.
Or it could have been some part of something that people want
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
people
kinda
like,
kinky.
They
a
like
bit.
Some smell, you know?
Yeah.
Where are my panties? Oh my God, where are my panties?
That was perfect. That was good.
I have another bed poem, and I have one about that sort of links in with our other topics of today. So I don't know, would you guys like to
I'd
hear
like
another
to hear
one?
Perfect.
Both of those poems.
Both of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, let's do that.
But neither of these
let's
are
do
ones.
It up.
Neither
let's...
of these are ones on the Tupelo 3030 Project website. These are previous poems, but I can read them and then I can do one more maybe.
Absolutely.
Is that too much?
Yeah, not
no, we're all about
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
better in bed.
This is wait, which one is this?
It is better in bed.
No, I was just saying.
This is the bed poem. This
or
is
on
the bed
counter.
Oh wow.
This is a poem I wrote that was actually published. I'm going to do another little plug for Lesley University. This was published
Ooh,
in
fabulous.
The Lesley University student-produced literary journal called Common Thought.
I like the cover.
Yeah,
yeah it looks
has
very
a really
Lesley.
Cool picture. Yeah.
Oh, the other side. I'm sorry.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
This one's called Retraction. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but you guys can figure it out.
I think we already did.
I was trying to go for it, but I wasn't coming up with anything like worthy.
You'll get it by the end.
Okay.
Retraction. I take it back what I said. I have no problem with my bed. The full size width is adequate room for me and for my cat. The firm mattress doesn't make my hip or neck or shoulders ache. No, I don't need a topper made of memory foam or rubber. No, I don't need a queen. And no, the pillows aren't too lean. And no, the covers aren't too thin. And no use arguing again, because there's no problem with my bed. Don't think, even for 1 minute, there's a problem with my bed. I sleep just fine without you in it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What?
Wow.
What happened?
Definitely a little edge there.
Supposed to be kind of funny, but yeah, also kind of like
it's definitely an edge.
Did something happen?
That was that was sort of written to an ex boyfriend.
Yeah.
I can totally tell. I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks. And the full size bed was replaced with a queen bed, though. That's
oh really?
Yeah, that's good. You got to have more room to play.
Exactly.
Good. I used to have a full size bed. And
yeah, me too.
I liked it.
I liked it, but it was a little crowded.
It's a little crowded when there's more than one person in there.
Yeah.
And none of us are big people in this room right now, but even so, even smaller persons.
Like, I'm much happier with a queen now.
Yeah, the queen is way better. You need room to groove.
So I did give in and bought myself a queen after this guy was out of the picture.
Good for you.
He might be listening right now.
You never know.
He's never going to get back in the bed, right?
No.
According to the poem, no. not going to.
I like the queen size bed, though.
Yeah, it is good, right?
All right. Should we do one more?
Yes.
Yeah.
One more, two more, one more?
I think two more because I'm excited. I like hearing these.
Okay. All of them have been rhyming so far. Maybe I'll read one that's not a rhyming one. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. That's called It's About Hooking Up.
Yes.
You guys want to hear that one?
We got a theme going,
right?
Nice.
I do write about other topics.
I've seen some of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And this one too, it's funny because I recently revised it. See, this is a thing when you're a writer, like you'll do something and then it's not like, you know how we do concerts, Kay, as musicians, it's like you do your concert
and then it's over.
That's over.
It's in the ether.
And you keep working on the songs or whatever, maybe, but the poem, like it's published, but then I ended up revising it anyway. So,
so cool.
I'm going to try to republish it at some point. But this is called Hooking Up Obad. And Obad is traditionally an old poem that was written for lovers awaking, like a song that lovers would sing to each other when they're waking up at dawn.
Oh, really?
After a night of love, romance.
Sexy.
Hooking up a bod. Tell me if we're running out of time. Okay.
There's plenty of time.
We fool around after the after party, eyes half closed, mouth mumbling. He fumbles, caressing without undressing. I unbutton, unbuckle, do the usual. Then he dozes off, snoring. I lie wide awake as the summer dawn nudges its way through the open window. What a cliche.
bird calls, breezes, supine wheezes. I'm dreaming when he, early riser, no alarm required, lurches out of bed. Slinging his guitar across his bare body, he starts singing, rustic but in tune. Although I need to pee, I stay snuggled in the sheets, wrapped. He stacks music on my stomach, piles of chord progressions with lyrics. In my dream, a man attacked me. Another man ran to rescue me, and both were him. I turned away from them, found myself facing a mirror, peering through tears at the blurry image there, not my own reflection, a younger woman trying on a bridal veil. She blinked, and it became clear. She wasn't the intended. She was never the prize he wanted to win.
I like that.
Hmm.
There's some cool art.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Which has nothing to do
with
that.
What's that in the bottom?
I don't know. Check it out. It's like a It's like a funny face.
It's cool. I like that poem.
Thanks, Kay.
Really
nice.
Good.
Very good. Thanks. Wow, look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
I revised it a little bit, though, recently.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Hooking up.
Hooking up.
Up, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Do we have one more?
We do. Maybe I'll read the one that was posted today. I was going to read the one that I sort of like said this one's for Derek. Which one? So, Derek, you can choose. Do you want me to read that one or the one from today?
Oh, I don't know. I read that one. It was very good. I like that.
Thanks.
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like.
Yeah.
This is good.
I can't decide.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Are either of them about sex?
No.
Oh.
They're not. One is another sonnet and one is not.
Well, we'll see if we can take it there, perhaps.
We can probably take it there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So then maybe I'll not do that one.
Okay.
I'll do this one. This one's called Departure. Another little sonnet. Her tiny hand winks at him like a star. Closed, then open. Closed, then open. This is how she waves bye-bye. And with a kiss and promises, he takes his leave of her. It takes his leaving her to realize how much he's grown attached. She's got him wrapped round her little pinky finger. Sappy, yes, but true. It takes him by surprise. Taken by surprise, the human heart feels fear, perhaps, or possibly delight. He has to choose. He has to do the right thing now. But how to not let her get hurt? He can't let her get hurt. He makes a plan. He wishes on a star, then waves his hand.
That's so cute.
Hmm.
I love that one. We can't take that one to the way we're going this show.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you.
Maybe. That was the beginning, but yeah.
I could tell you the backstory, and then that's. A
oh,
little,
I'd love to hear the backstory.
Well, I can't really reveal it all, but there's a backstory that's a little bit racy.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I don't know. That was the inspiration was this image of a family that's I guess that's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
We'll take
that. That's not a personal one. Like some of them are more personal.
Very good. Wow. Well, I enjoyed those.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much
guys.
For sharing those
with us
and our listeners.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So, do you want to give one last plug to the project?
Sure. I should do that. So yeah, Tupelo Press, award-winning independent literary press. They publish fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and beautiful books, well-crafted books. They're a nonprofit, 501c3, and they are doing this 30-30 project every month. Different poets posting their work online, and you can donate. You can follow the poems at their website.
TupeloPress.org.
TupeloPress.org.
Nice.
Thanks. Very good.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, I think it's time for a break.
I think so.
Perfect timing.
Good timing.
And after the break, we will do Derek's Weird News.
Weird News. Good times.
I can't wait to hear some of these stories.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good. I got some good ones.
Good times. All right, stay tuned.
Stick around.
This
Darren King Taste Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more. Or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darren King Taste Show.
Call the Darren King Taste Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren King Taste Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
You know what?
Yes?
You know what today would have been a good day for?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the break fit.
Yeah, I don't know if we can swing that, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love that you knew exactly what I was talking about without saying anything. That is a sign of a true partnership.
Yeah, that is pretty great. If we got a little bit of time before the next break, I might be able to swing it, but I don't know.
I think it has to happen.
Oh, geez.
I really do.
Very intrigued.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Okay.
We will be taking one more break,
that's
right?
That's true. We have one more break scheduled.
At 8:08.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
you can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our handle on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask.
Yeah. That's what they say.
And now it's time for Derek's Weird News, where I sit back and do nothing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I don't know if this counts as a poem, but I do have a very short 2-line thing.
Is it like a haiku?
I don't know if this will work, but it's very short. It's okay to sweat the petty things, but don't ever pet the sweaty things.
Thank you.
Is that good? Was it good?
That was great, dude. That was deep.
Thank you.
That was really deep.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you. All right. Weird news time.
Don't pet the sweaty things.
That's what they say. This one comes to us from
Seattle. I've petted sweaty things, recently.
That don't make you a bad person, I guess.
Sorry.
Here we have an Easter egg hunt at Seattle Zoo turned violent.
Violent?
Yes. One usually peaceful springtime ritual of childhood. An Easter egg hunt turned into a nasty fight in Seattle. Blame the moms. A statement by the Seattle Police Department said on Monday says the hard-boiled tale began Sunday afternoon when one woman reported pushing a child aside as her own child scrambled towards some brightly colored egg.
Scrambled?
Thank you. One mother was still there after officers arrived. She's got a bloody nose. There was a fight between the two moms. She's not pressing charges. And that's what's happening in Seattle.
Wow.
We should tell Brenna this.
Was she trying to, was it like a poaching attempt?
Nice. You know, the officers left, but they weren't able to crack the case.
What did the local yokels think of it?
Huh. I think we already used a good amount of those.
I can't even come up with one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet they were hopping mad. Oh.
Yeah, there was about a dozen people watching. Lisa, anytime you want, just go ahead.
Feels wide open. All right, I maybe we can
move
along.
Nothing.
Move along.
No, you really? This is no.
Yeah, you think you got all the good ones?
Well, luckily everyone was.
Right, you're fried.
They were. Oh. Those were some. Those were some feisty chicks.
Oh.
Luckily, everyone was all white.
What? Easter egg hunt?
These are tiger moms.
They are tiger moms.
They are. You might say. Yeah. You're pushing on away. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Goodness. Would tiger moms let their kid go on an Easter egg hunt, though?
Actually,
no,
you're
right.
Unless
there was, like, violin lessons there or something?
Yeah, it's probably not a tiger mom. Okay. It's more like just a, what are we, helicopter moms? No.
Helicopter mom.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Let the kid get all the eggs.
Totally.
It's not in the spirit of Easter.
It's not at all.
No. Okay. Are we ready to move on?
All right,
is everyone
move on.
Done? Everyone got that
got
out of the system?
All out of our system.
Okay. Very well. Very good. This one comes to us from Pennsylvania. Here we have an inmate that denies hiding a phone in his prosthetic leg. A former Pennsylvania jail inmate says he didn't sneak a cell phone into lockup in his prosthetic leg. He just had it in his cargo shorts. But he had it there since 2011. You're not supposed to have a phone, I guess, in jail.
He's had it there for like two years?
And they say that they normally charge $4 per call on that regular phone.
Oh, right. $4 per call?
That's a lot of money, right?
Where do prisoners get money from?
I don't know how that works.
Like I think they get to work sometimes.
Yeah.
They earn money in prison?
Well, he pleaded guilty on Tuesday, but they still didn't believe that how he smuggled the phone in.
They said
they would have searched that cavity thorough, though.
How do you get it inside the leg?
That's a good question.
And that's what's happening in whatever place that was happening.
Pennsylvania, thank
okay.
you. I'm sorry, I was just thinking. I guess in court he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh! Wow.
It was a hollow case.
Wow. Huh.
I don't have anything.
Okay, we're out.
I have nothing.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay.
Pretty good, though. It's really solid. This one comes to us from New York, also a jail story. Lockup recommended for a man who sneaked into a jail. A man who...
He sneaked or snuck into
I think
jail.
He snuck it in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. A man reportedly used a phony credentials to gain entry into a New York City jail. Because he liked it there. He had some friends there. He liked hanging out with people. He was locked up for 10 years before.
Oh. He got used to it. He wanted to go back?
He pleaded not guilty.
To not being guilty?
To this case. And the judge set the bail at $100,000 and ordered him to get medical attention.
Medical attention?
Yeah, so he's going to be locked up again.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, this was. I guess he gets what he wants. Yeah, and
perfect.
That's what's happening in New York.
It's a happy ending, after all.
Maybe.
I guess you would say it is a happy ending.
So he wanted.
He's in a different place, locked up, not where his.
Yeah, not
are.
With his friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's not fun. I don't understand how people want to be in the Pope. Like,
he said he got back into the jail because the people inside were nice and made him feel important.
Oh wow.
That's pretty sad, right?
Yeah, that's. I've heard that's the case, though.
Yeah.
That you get used, that they get used to it, and then they have trouble adjusting or something.
When you get out of the jail,
that's what I've heard.
He was having trouble adjusting.
He's just kind of lonely, I'm guessing.
He said the people were nice and made him feel important.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
That's
pretty sad.
That's really sad.
The next story. This one comes to us from Montana.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Yeehaw.
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Uh-oh.
A goat walked into a Montana bar was taken from a zoo.
A goat walked into a bar.
This goat walked into a Montana bar.
Uh-huh.
Last weekend, he was stolen from a reverse petting zoo.
What's that?
I don't.
A reverse petting zoo? The animals pet the humans?
I'm sorry, I made that up. It's a petting zoo. It's a regular petting zoo. The goat named Shirley was returned to the resort's petting zoo.
Wait, the goat's name is Shirley?
Yeah, that's the goat's name.
Shirley the goat. Surely you're joking or something.
No, it's for real.
Hold on.
And the goat, it was a miniature goat.
My computer has turned out like that.
And that's what's happening in Montana.
There's something about the name Shirley that is just funny to me.
It is Shirley the goat.
Shirley the goat.
Shirley the goat.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was.
Like, sometimes if you name an animal something, like, the name becomes funny.
Yeah.
Like, the name, like, George on a person, I think it's totally fine, but as soon as you name an animal George, it's kind of funny. Yeah.
I wonder what he's trying to order. Maybe a Moscow mule?
I think he was just trying to order a can.
A can? A
can.
Yeah, because he could chew on the can, right?
Yeah. He wanted a can of Sprite, but just a can.
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 Oh, that was a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Cider?
That was bad.
It was pretty bad. Oh, this, you know what? This isn't really much of a story, but
it's not.
I don't know how this got in the weird news, but it's kind of interesting. It's kind of cool because we like the video games and stuff.
Sure.
In Philadelphia, they're going to get ready to play Pong on a building side. A 29-story building is going to have a bunch of LEDs in the windows.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to play Pong.
Old school Pong?
Old school Pong.
Wow. Hold on. So where the video game controller going to be?
It's going to be outside. There's like going to be like this huge platform, and people are going to be able to come and play April 19th to the 24th, Philly's Tech Week. We did something like this at MIT. They had Tetris on, I think it's called the Green Building.
Oh, really?
Which there's a video of, and it's really cool.
So they're just going to have boring-ass Pong.
Boring Pong.
How's that fun?
It's not a great game. It's not my favorite game. Tetris would have been cool.
The little ball gets going real fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then it's hard to stop it with a stick.
Is it more fun when it's going fast?
Some people like it fast.
I think I like it when it's going a little faster.
Do you like it when it's going a little faster?
Yeah, but I mean, it's really hard to control it.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes when it's going slower, it's a little easier to control.
You don't want to lose the ball.
You don't want to lose the ball, and it feels a little better.
Quickly. Yeah. And do you like a little curve? You like a little, you know, you get a little
a curve?
English on it, and they get a little curve action going. You into that?
No, I like it. Yeah. I like to have
straight action.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
What were we talking about?
Pong on a building.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Uh-huh. Sure. Pong on a building.
Yep. What's that sound? Is that Pong?
Yeah, I think that's what the game sounds
like. It's like
the paddles. Yeah, the paddles back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah, there goes the ball.
There it goes. It's going fast, too.
Up, down.
In, out.
Yeah.
They sound tired. They sound worn out.
Yeah, well, your hands
get
sweaty and stuff.
You know, like tennis players, they got to make those noises.
Yeah.
Who
knew? Pong.
I guess that's everything I have.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That is the weird news. I don't need these anymore.
Throw that away.
Oh, it's a little low on the side.
That was not as exciting.
Do we want to watch, it's too early to break, isn't it? Do you want to watch a video?
Yes, let's watch a video.
Oh, yeah, you said you had
this is actually, you know what? This is the right time to watch this video, I think.
Okay.
Is it apropos?
I think it's good. There's this parrot. Have you seen this parrot?
Oh. No, I have not seen this parrot.
Oh my gosh.
What's with the parrot?
So the parrot, it's this little bird, but the parrot makes some sounds, and this could be perfect for today's show.
You're kidding me.
It's a little Donald Duck like almost. Yeah.
Wait. Stop it for one second. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Pikmin sex.
It does a little bit. It totally sounds like if Pikmin were having sex. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
But the listeners can't see the disturbing visual of what the bird is doing.
Very disturbing visual.
We'll have to put this on our
Facebook page.
Yeah. But if you go to the
well, they are the greatest imitators.
If you search YouTube for morning parrot, you'll see this. The movement's pretty great too.
Right? It's so disturbing. How long has this been up?
I don't know.
Is this recent or like something that happened just recently? Or I just said the same thing. Is this old?
Oh, 2012.
Oh, okay. So it's been up for a year.
Wow.
And he's going for quite a while then. He's going for it.
He can go for a while.
Yeah, apparently. That parrot has the right idea.
They say they're a really good imitator.
I like the comments. Why is your poor parrot living in a sex parlor?
Yeah.
What the F did I just watch? LOL. Someone's wife needs to learn how to moan. She must sound like a girl on helium.
Maybe it's the man sounds. Maybe those are the man sounds.
Oh, we could probably recreate that.
We could.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
I was waiting for the big finish.
I guess that there wasn't much of a finish.
Well, sometimes you can't get there.
That's right. Sometimes it just ends.
It's not always all about that, okay?
Not everybody gets to the finish line.
This is true. I know.
Hmm.
But it's not a bad thing to get to the finish line.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we're...
What more can we say about that bird? I don't know.
Yeah, the bird's like... pretty good. The bird's the word, maybe.
The bird.
I think that's a good place to take a break.
You think so? Yeah, that's probably the right time.
Well, there was a special thing, right?
What special thing?
Oh, I thought you said something that Derek was going to do.
I'm hoping that we can arrange that during the break.
Please.
Put an extra commercial, anything you have to do, because it's the theme of today's show. It's got to happen. Should we talk amongst ourselves while you're looking for material?
Yeah, you know what? You could do that. Okay. It would be great if you guys would do that, and I could take a look over here.
Okay. I'm so intrigued
Just give me a minute, you know.
So, Lisa, what did you do today on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
What did I do? I slept in kind of late.
I really slept in late.
I know. I felt
sleep
like kind of
Sunday.
Felt like kind of a bum, and I don't normally do that. And then, my cat came and was cuddling with me in the bed, and
that's cute.
It was cute, but yeah, I kind of foiled my plans to get up early and do stuff. So I ended up kind of scrambling around, and then my friend Robin came and picked me up, and we went and had lunch and saw a show. Oh, I could do a little plug for the Fresh Fruit show.
Oh yeah, plug it.
Fresh Fruit. It's a show at Club Cafe in Boston, and it's their last one. It's a drag show with a twist, kind of political themes and great costumes.
It's very, very funny,
and friends of ours are in it, and this is their last year. They're all
I can't believe
retire.
They're not doing it anymore.
I know.
I'm so upset.
They basically poke fun at everybody and anybody. And
yes, no one is safe.
Is exempt. They had some good political statements this year.
Oh, really?
A thing with the courthouse. I don't want to give it away. Well, because you might go see it.
Well, I definitely will go see it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But the boys look good. I remember the first time I saw them afterwards, they come down off the stage and say hello to everybody. And I was like, oh my God, they're so big. Like,
I know. Guys dressed as drag is always, it's a little bit disturbing.
It is kind of. I mean, it's like you don't really realize. And then
because they look so good on stage.
Right.
And they come off the stage and they're huge.
Right. And I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Oh my gosh. Lots of work. And to think, like, you're a woman, you just get up and you look like a woman. But like,
I mean,
it's a lot of makeup
we
involved.
Have to work at it a little bit too, but for a guy even more so. And
oh, that's crazy.
But yeah, our mutual friend Michael Gaucher, he was fabulous as always.
Oh, was he?
Great dancer.
That's awesome.
Very funny.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
He does a number where I think it's Pink. Is Pink the singer with like the?
Yes.
Funny. So he does a Pink song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How you doing over here, Derek?
I don't know. I don't know if I, because the thing is not even, I don't even know what it's labeled.
Oh, you don't know what it's called?
Yeah.
Bummer.
If we remember which episode, but I don't know.
Oh, do you have them listed by episode?
Yeah.
Bummer.
It's tough.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine. Let's just go ahead and take a break.
That's right.
And this, we'll forget about it. We'll do it next time.
We'll totally do it. Actually, it'll be good next week, too. It will totally keep.
It
could be very fitting for next week's show.
You're right. Okay.
All right, good.
That's fine. Let's take a break.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
Darren King K Show.
Do you live in the boring suburbs but dream of living in a lonely castle on a windswept moor? Do you long to trade in your sweatsuit for a 100-pound suit of armor and swap your SUV for a noble stallion? Do you eat microwave dinners, all the while wishing you were roasting a suckling pig at a pagan banquet? Is your next ideal home improvement a moat? Well, get ready, Liberty City!
This weekend and every weekend at Liberty City Park, it's the Medieval Millennium Fair. Our band of traveling minstrels, knights, and maidens oh so fair are ready to delight you with tales of the Black Death, witch burnings, and the joys of being a feudal serf. Forget about air conditioning and modern medicine. We've got all the leeches, spells, and potions you need at the Medieval Millennium Fair. Learn the art of cooking with turnips. Yum, yum. Buy genuine reproduction medieval artifacts, including maces, double-handed battle swords, and one-size-fits-all chainmail. And this weekend only, pick up an authentic mechanical Lady of the Lake in Excalibur. It's perfect for your garden pond or a swimming pool. And learn how to rid your condo of vermin using a penny whistle and a mysterious prancing German named Hans. The Medieval Millennium Fair, every weekend at Liberty City Park.
This is the Darren King K Show.
Call the Darren King K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren King K Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey now, I can take another day.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back, and thanks for joining us. We have one more segment to bring you.
It's time for Hot Topics.
It is time for the Hot Topics with Kay. Hot Topics. They're hot. They're oh so hot. Anyway, so this is what's happening in the United States, things that I noticed while looking through the papers and things like that. Oh, my goodness. Oh. We're going to do it again.
All right. This is going to be twice as good as the last one.
That's the last time I put my elbow on my laptop. IKEA is in trouble for having pork in their lasagna in Europe.
Oh, no.
Do you want to know what lasagna variety they're selling in Europe at IKEA stores?
Oh, they must have some crazy crap
heard,
over there.
I heard this on NPR, but I'm
did
not
you hear this?
I did.
Oh, did you hear it on, like, wait, don't tell me or something?
No, it was on just the
oh, there was
BBC,
on the regular
BBC
oh, was,
News, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's moose lasagna.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they're hungry over there. They're big people, so I guess that's what they're looking for.
It said it was on sale for, it was in the stores for a month before it was pulled off the shelves because they tested it and it had traces of pork in it. So, ooh, scary pork in the moose lasagna.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to, I don't think that's kosher, actually. Well, I don't
it's
know if
definitely
it's
not kosher.
Yeah.
What about the little meatballs they make then? Makes you wonder, right?
I love those meatballs.
Maybe they're moose meatballs.
I'll eat them if they're moose because they're delicious.
I've never had them, so I wouldn't know.
Me neither.
Isn't it yummy?
I love to eat balls.
Do you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are we going to go into the sweaty balls routine?
Wow.
No. Okay.
The balls from IKEA are
okay.
They're delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you always, so when you're...
You heat them up and you just, they're just soft.
Mm. Yeah, I would imagine. So,
yeah.
So when you're taking a trip to IKEA,
yeah.
let me just put this question out to you, Kay. I just don't want to get too much into your hot topics here.
No, it's take your time. It's like we got lots of time here. So
when you're finishing up, sort of.
When I'm finishing up the balls at IKEA.
No.
Oh, shopping.
When you're finishing up with your time at IKEA.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Do you always pick up the balls at the end?
Oh, do I pick up the balls at the end?
Mm, yeah.
I don't always pick up the balls at the end.
Okay.
I mean, it's not necessarily. I mean, some.
You might forget.
Well, so I feel like balls are kind of the not. I mean, the Swedish meatballs, not like just, you know.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's what I meant. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't know these things.
I mean, they're not. I feel like they're sort of like like a side dish. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not like a main dish. They're sort of a side dish.
So you don't always go there.
I don't always have to pick them up, handle them, or anything like that.
I got you. That's good. Okay.
They're accessory.
Okay.
Jay Patterson.
Because the real reason you're there is like the furniture.
Oh, yeah, right?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah,
it'd totally be the furniture. Totally the furniture.
The parts that go together.
The accessories can be fun, too. You like that? You into accessories?
You know what? I mean, I really don't understand.
Lisa's being quiet over there.
Accessories are fun.
The accessories are cool. I just don't... I don't think I've ever talked to anybody about what I'm expected to do with the accessories.
Yeah. No, I understand. Oh. Yeah. Because it takes a lot. You got to work them.
I don't really know what
I'm
supposed to do.
They give you instructions.
Yeah. There's instructions about for the Swedish meatballs?
Insert part A into part B.
Yeah, they have all those.
For the furniture.
Some yeah. No, accessories.
But
some
not
even
for
have
the accessories.
Some do, and some
oh,
have
really?
Pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe when I go back to IKEA this week,
yeah.
I'll
yeah.
check out the meatballs. But hopefully
sure.
they won't have...
Moose.
Wouldn't it be
moose
funny
balls.
If there were the pork meatballs here had moose?
Hey, you got moose where pork is, and you got pork where your moose is. Oh, what a mess. Two great tastes that taste great together. Is that what they say?
Yeah. Mm. Hey, you got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Hey, we got a great new thing for Reese's. How do you eat a moose
ball?
Sorry.
All right. Here is who has the best sex in America.
Oh, all we right. want to hear this for sure. Is it the moose? No, go on.
It's not the moose, but who knows what kind of sex they're having. According to a survey from loveagain.com, which I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Love Again.
Let's
look it up.
We should look it up. Well, let's look it up right now before I get to the story.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I got to get to the...
Love Again. It kind of sounds like Love Again, like for people that maybe were out of love or older and now they're going back.
Loveagain.com.
It's a long URL.
Love Again. Find local singles on loveagain.com, an online dating site.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Way to be specific.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds... So
oh, I love
dating
Again.
Online.
And it's also as seen on TV.
Oh, hey.
Uh-oh.
It says it's an online dating service for mature men and women.
See,
yep,
I
six
guess
payments it. Of $19.95.
What does mature mean? Does that mean
as seen
over
on TV.
That means people of a certain age.
Does it mean over 50? Over 60?
Yeah, I'd guess over 50.
Wow.
I mean, it just doesn't say. So
right.
Are we of mature age? Probably not there yet.
Okay, someone's going to see that on your history and be like, I don't know.
I have a well.
She likes salt and pepper hair.
I do.
I kind of do.
She's got a thing going on.
I got a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to their survey.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I can't believe we have Joe Pa on there. So wrong. Of 18,000 Americans.
Yeah.
Apparently, Midwesterners have the highest sex drive.
Midwest?
Really?
Midwesterners
because it's cold.
Huh.
Is it cold necessarily? Because I think
Midwest.
The Northeast is pretty damn cold.
That's
I know,
really,
right?
That's really
yeah.
interesting.
They have more sex drive than us in Northeast.
They have the highest sex drive, but they don't have a lot of sex. They have like one of the least frequencies of sex.
Okay.
With only 10% doing it once a week.
Whoa. So what do they do with all that excess sex drive?
Is that the high? Is that the high
know.
End?
I guess that's the top.
End. That's 10%. Like the top 10%.
Once a week is the high end, the high frequency end.
That's really not that high.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't think.
No.
Maybe it's average to high, but I don't think I wouldn't consider that high.
What, once a week?
Yeah.
How often is your preferred sexual frequency?
Well, you know, there.
That's
a very interesting question, and there is a question on one of those other sites that has that.
What other site?
I think I've switched it up a few times.
The OkCupid?
I think it's like 1 to 3.
1 to 3?
I think it's my selected answer.
You know what? I would have to...
I've changed it up a lot, though.
Oh. I would have to go with that.
Is that good?
1 to 3 times a week is ideal?
I think 1 to 3 times is ideal.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 if it's
If it's a special week.
It's a special week.
Special week. Some, well, some, you know, you can do higher than average on some weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That's true.
Lisa, what's your answer on that?
What's your number?
We're going around a horn.
Yeah, I don't know. Depends on the week, I guess.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd say like 2 to 4.
Okay.
2 to 4. I like it. Yeah. I like it. These are good frequencies. Healthy adults.
That's good.
Yeah. Maybe more if you're just having a good week.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
I need to have a good week really soon. Southwesterners rate themselves better in the bedroom than any other region. They think they're all that in the bedroom.
Well, they're rating themselves.
But the women in the Southwest are the least satisfied of all the women in the U.S.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Southwest would be?
Like New Mexico, Arizona.
Interesting.
That's better?
Texas.
That they're unsatisfied down there.
They're unsatisfied.
Oh, that's what so the men are just, so they get the highest ratings.
They think they're all that, but they're not getting the job done.
Yeah, it's the men that are just
going
crazy.
Maybe because they're all groovy or something. What's the vibe down there? I don't know that area very well.
Oh, the Southwest vibe?
Yeah, is it like a groovy area? Is it like a hard worker area?
I don't know. I've never been down there. It's kind of I've never been to Texas or anything like that.
Huh.
Or New Mexico or any of those places.
Huh.
The Southerners, which I guess refers to the Southeasterners, rate themselves highly, but they have the least amount of sex. Again, with only 10% of them having sex once per week.
Wow.
Huh.
10%. 10.
So I'm
maybe
curious
people
what
are
that
too busy. How old are the people? How old are the people?
That's
there?
Also a good question.
Well, yeah. It's loveagain.com, so we don't know exactly.
Oh, so
old. They
could
might be.
Could be the matures.
Yeah, that might be all they can
okay.
do. they might be maxing out at 1 a week.
Yeah, that makes more sense if they're that age range.
Yeah.
Like 1 a week is pretty good, though, right?
Well, that I mean, I don't know.
Some people don't even get that.
Yeah.
If you're like 70 and you're getting, you know, a little fun once a week. Then.
That's a good time.
Wow.
That's a good day. And Northeasterners.
Yeah, here we go.
We have the most sex.
Yeah.
Hooray!
But.
Uh-oh.
Lowest sex drive.
Oh, really?
What?
That's so weird.
So we're doing it, but we don't want to do it? I don't understand
that's
that.
So, that's so
we don't
weird.
Have the drive, but then we do it anyway? You think it's because people get bored or what?
Overachieving.
Overachiever?
Could,
that makes
could,
sense.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, we got Harvard, we got Yale.
Right.
Yeah.
We got Dartmouth.
They're just doing it, but they're not happy.
Overachieving.
Huh.
They're not feeling it, but they do it anyway?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's a little disappointing to hear.
It is disappointing to hear. But we do have the most sex. So we got that going for us.
Well, that's good. That is good. Yeah.
And guess
and
what?
We still don't know the demographic exactly.
And we don't know the demographic exactly.
It could be those that older people.
Mm. And there's a most popular day of the week to have sex.
Oh,
okay.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Probably.
What do we think it is?
Oh. Well, everyone knows. Well, you start with hump day, right? I mean, that's you got to check that off the box.
Friday night? No.
Oh, you got to get down on Friday.
Oh, you got to get down on Friday.
But you might be tired from the end of the week.
That's true.
That's true.
It can be tough.
It can be Saturday, true. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning's good.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah. Mm.
Apparently the most popular day to get down is, can I have a tempi, please? Saturday!
Woo! Oh, that's pretty solid.
Saturday.
Except if you live in...
Oops. No, it's good. I like it. I'm on board.
Except if you live in the South,
uh-huh.
In which you like to pork it on Monday.
What?
Why Monday?
Don't know.
That's such a weird... That's a weird day.
What's wrong with doing it on Monday?
Nothing's wrong with it. I mean, start the
but
week
why
off
Monday?
Right.
Start the week off right.
But if that's one of the people that are only getting the one night
like
a week,
the fact
that's
that Kate
not very good.
It.
She did. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
It's full circle.
Tying it into the moose balls.
Full circle. Full circle. Hey, I think that Sunday is a good banner day to be...
Making a little love,
doing the thing,
and in the morning or
in the morning.
Yeah, the morning is good, and the Sunday.
Easy like Sunday morning.
I like actually, you know, my preference. I like to like make a whole couple of days of it, and you got the Saturday night into the Sunday.
Oh,
I
hey
like
now.
That's
that
really, that's really yeah.
That's also a good tried and true method.
Yeah, it's just, right? We got everyone's got the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Everyone's got the time.
Yeah, it's good.
spilling it into Sunday morning. I like that.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way I want to work. Spilling it. Ew. Ew.
That one I really did not intend for. I just want to let everyone in the audience know. So remember our road trip, and we stopped at an area rest area to have our area service.
Yeah, we did twice. We had our area service.
Our service area to have our area service.
Yeah,
and we went to
together.
Yeah, we had our area service. We went to Aunt Anne's Pretzels.
Oh, I was so pissed. We were both pissed at that stop. By the way, I was like, I didn't even want to go there, but I was like, well, they got that one wheat pretzel. I'll wait in line for 10 minutes and then buy pretzel. The person right in front of me.
Bought the last one.
Right in front of me gets it.
Derek was in line. He's like, she was like, he's gonna buy the pretzel. He's gonna buy the pretzel. What? He's gonna buy the. Oh.
There it goes. The one wheat. I was like, that might be slightly better than bad. And then I get the bad soggy, as Kay called it, like bad dinner roll or something.
It was really buttery.
Yeah, it was kind
of like
crappy.
Soft. And, I mean, it was okay. But so last week in an Oakland mall store in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Some customers at Auntie Anne's didn't get the full pretzel experience, perfect pretzel experience.
What'd they do?
So. Some ladies came and they told a coworker that she was given the wrong dip after she started eating it. And then the woman returned to the store and she said the woman behind the counter said they would have to purchase another dip if it was the wrong dip because they had already started eating the other one.
Oh, sanitation or something.
Yeah. And so an argument ensued and the coworker flung dip at them.
Wow.
And one of the worker, and one of the women and the security guard got cheese on their faces and chests.
Oh, my gosh.
when the women tried to climb over the counter and a machine was knocked over and damaged.
Whoa.
And so they issued this fun statement about Auntie Anne's, about how to complain. And
I'm disappointed to hear about the recent experience of some of our guests at a store of ours in Michigan. I'm working very closely with my team to gather all the facts surrounding this situation. You know, pretzels are supposed to be a fun treat, and my expectations are that all of our guests are treated with respect and leave our stores with a very positive experience. You know, it's our guests who make us who we are. So if you ever go to an Auntie Anne's and have anything less than a pretzel-perfect experience, please contact us.
Pretzel perfect.
I did not have a pretzel
experience.
Perfect
you should
experience.
Contact
him. I also did not have a pretzel perfect.
Maybe they'll
experience.
Send you guys a bunch of free like coupons for free pretzels.
That well, I don't know if I want them. It was just a need I had then. I don't want to have to go and get one.
I was pissed that when we went to the Auntie Anne's that they didn't have like real mustard. They had
I know you're upset about that.
Sweet mustard, which I'm not really sure what that meant.
Gross.
And the
honey mustard. I mean,
it was
gross.
It was a kind of a bad experience. Not just the line and waiting and not having that pretzel, but everyone was pissed. Like the people in line were pissed. People working there were pissed. Do you remember? Like,
yes.
Wow. It was a weird. It wasn't nice experience. It was
they're
like weird.
Pissed. It was bad time.
Was it
in Virginia? No.
We were in New Jersey. I think.
Maybe that's part of the problem. But there's one at South Station. I walk by almost every day.
Really?
And, yeah, I've never.
An Auntie Anne?
Yeah, I never stopped there. I look at it though, and it's like, It's like the thing. Like you, I don't know. Like you go there if you need to go there, but
you'll
I don't know. It's desperation,
yeah.
Totally.
Since that experience, I wanted to have a good pretzel.
They have.
Experience.
Yeah.
I think they have one at Leechmere Mall, Cambridge Side Gallery. You go there just for
an Auntie Anne's?
I think so.
Yeah, you want a better.
I need another pretzel.
You need
experience.
A street. You need a good street one.
I do need a good street.
Yeah. Downtown Crisscross has a pretzel cart somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Theo in the studio.
How is the street pretzel better than the Auntie Anne's?
You know
pretzel?
What? It looks. I haven't tried it, but it looks a lot better. It looks good actually.
Give you a little gas or something.
Wow.
I'm gonna ask again. How is the street pretzel better than the Auntie Anne's regular pretzel?
Oh, I don't know, but I would say I didn't try them, I'm not a big pretzel, but they look. I'm saying they look better. It looks good to me.
They look better.
There was actually I was gonna buy one.
Are they cheaper than the regular pretzel because they're from the street?
I don't.
Oh.
Street.
The street.
On the street. No, you got to know a guy to get one. The first one's free.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Are the street pretzels like the regular like pretzel shape, or are they like the long
yeah.
and
long
pretzels?
It's the.
They've got the curves.
They do have the curves
are
in the right places.
Hmm.
Salted in all the right spots.
Salted. I like the straight pretzel.
Do you?
I do.
You like them?
I like the long straight pretzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like it
Jay
when it's,
Patterson.
I don't like it soft either. I like it crispy.
You like crispy. You like a little crunch.
Crispy hard pretzel.
Okay.
Dip in sauce. Dip in. Oh,
sauce. Dip it in some sauce.
Dip it in some sauce. Some yeah. Sauce.
Yeah, you like the sauce.
Like. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
I told you.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, I told you.
Get right back into it.
Now I kind of want a pretzel.
You kind of want a pretzel?
God, I want a pretzel.
I kind of want a... No.
No.
No, I...
You know I'm into it? No. You don't really swing that way?
No, I don't really swing that way.
Yeah,
no.
I understand. I love pretzels, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all for it. I mean, I like people that love pretzels, I guess.
You do. You love people that love pretzels.
Yeah. That's yeah, totally.
That's
the way
I put it. Theo is causing all kinds of disorder.
He wants those Cracker Jacks, apparently.
He does, and he's going into the walnuts, too, which aren't pecans.
No, they're not pecans.
He needs some nuts.
Everybody needs nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Or moose
beef.
Balls.
Moose balls.
I don't know. I can't imagine what moose would taste like.
I bet it would be chewy.
Did you ever have venison?
Gamey?
Have you
yeah.
It probably tastes like venison.
I think venison
yes.
is horrible.
I've had venison. Mm. I had venison meatballs way back in the day when I was...
Venison meatballs?
Venison meatballs.
Hmm.
So you had deer balls?
Oh, dear.
I had deer balls. I was just a kid. It wasn't... Yeah.
What did they taste like? You were a kid when you had deer balls? Oh, my God.
I don't remember. They were kind of gamey, I guess.
Yeah, they're gamey.
Excuse me.
Venison is gamey. I don't
yeah.
really like it that much. Yeah. All right. So we're coming to the end of our show. I think we're
slowly but surely.
We're running out of.
Theo looks like he's holding your pencil case right now.
Maybe we're not running out of. You hold my pencil case.
You keep that out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's. I mean, I want everyone to look at my pencil case.
It's nice looking.
Doesn't it look nice? Looks like a pretzel.
Wow, I guess it kind of does.
Anyway, coming up next week on the show.
I got a big black pretzel. No, it's a black pouch. That's what I mean. You're holding it up at me, and it's just, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, what is our guest? Name next week?
Daryl Shelley.
We're super excited. Author of The Hobbyist.
Yes.
Inspired by a true story.
We watched the preview or the, what you call it.
I think that's what set the tone for the show.
I think it totally did. This is going to be an interesting show next week.
It's going to be totally awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
So I hope that everyone tunes in and hopefully it'll be a featured show.
I'm totally going to get on that this week, and we'll.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure The Lock will be featured for this.
I really want to read
the book.
It's a good
guess. Me too. I'm going to dig into it as much as I can.
Exciting.
We'll have to share this somehow.
I don't know how we're going to do that.
I don't know either. But
I have to buy a second copy.
We're not buying a copy.
No, they give me books. Good time.
Anyway, join us next week. Thank you, Lisa, for joining
yes,
us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Today's show is brought to you by the letter S and the letter M.
I would say so.
Hey now.
All right, everybody.
Shake that booty.
Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Oh, boy. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Derek and Kay Show.